Task 3. You are now in a meeting about the photography exhibition. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided on the note sheet. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming to the meeting today. I know today is Friday, and I'm sure you've got other things to do on a Friday evening, but hopefully the meeting will be a short one. Do you two know each other?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, this is Charlie. Charlie is the chairperson of the School Photography Club. He is in charge of the photography exhibition.
Hi.
Hi.
And Charlie, this is Jessica. Jessica is our school accountant. She takes care of the school expenses. Okay. Right, so as I said in my email, I wanted to discuss the cost estimates for this event. I mean, the photography exhibition. Perhaps we should begin by thinking about what we have to spend money on.
Well, the rent for the venue is $6,000 for 2 weeks.
That's right. I suppose there will be a prize for the photo contest.
Yep. And we have to think of what the prize should be. What about a digital camera?
An SLR digital camera is too expensive. I'm not sure if the principal will approve it.
No, I mean a small digital camera. What do you call it? A point-and-shoot camera.
There's no point in giving away a point-and-shoot camera to the winner. The winner may already have one.
Okay, how about a camera lens?
Again, it's too expensive. I think most students would use a camera bag.
Good idea. It would be a great prize for the winner of the photo contest because it is inexpensive and useful. Besides, camera bags come in all sorts of different sizes and styles, so there is a wide range of bags to choose from. Most camera bags are quite inexpensive. Some camera bags are as cheap as $200. But I reckon a good one costs about $1,500.
That's about right. We can certainly spend $1,500 on the camera bag.
Okay. Is that everything, Charlie?
No. We have to factor in the costs of printing and framing the photographs.
That's right. How much would both of those be?
I really don't know. I suppose about $200 per print for professional printing at a studio. And about $300 to frame a photograph. We have a total of 30 photographs to display. That means we have to budget $6,000 for printing and $9,000 for framing.
So the total cost of printing and framing 30 photographs is $15,000. Is that right? That sounds a lot to me.
Yes, that sounds right. Things cost a lot these days.
And on top of that, we need to hire a minivan to transport the framed photographs to the venue, which will cost at least $300.
Yes, we need to budget for that.
I have got that written down.
Right, let's move on to what needs to be done. First, the booking of a minivan to transport the framed photographs to the venue. Charlie, could you be responsible for that?
For what?
For booking a minivan.
Well, I really don't know where to book a minivan.
I can book a minivan for you. Just give me the date. I know a minivan driver. I can contact him.
Right, Jessica. You contact the minivan driver and make a booking for us. Now, how about the printing and framing of the photographs?
Why don't I send them to the shop for printing and framing next week?
Good idea, Charlie. It's really important to get that done a week before the exhibition. And I will buy the prize, the camera bag for the photo contest. That's about all for today. Let us meet again next week at the same time.
I'm sorry, Miss Fong. I have basketball practice next Friday. Can we meet in 2 weeks' time?
OK, 2 weeks it is then.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.